Are you ready to stop feeling stuck, lost, or confused about what to do next in your career? Then the Manifest Your Career podcast is just right for you. With me, your host, Dr. Norma Reyes. The Manifest Your Career podcast offers you career advice that integrates your mind, body, and spirit. It's time you start listening to your own inner guidance. Tune in each week to learn how to combine your intuition, strategy, and logic so that you can manifest the career of your dreams. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is episode 102, and today I will be talking to you about manifesting and give you 5 steps that you can do to manifest everything and anything you want into your life. But before we get there, let me give a little, I don't know what to call it, my 2 cents about manifesting. For the longest time, I had to really be okay with the word manifesting. I absolutely believe in manifesting. I also believe that it's not as simple as wishing or hoping, and that's why I really lean into mindset work, because for me, manifesting and mindset go hand in hand. And I will say the disclaimer there is because I'm a very logical person. If you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard me mention it before, that I come from a very masculine energy. And because of that, it's very logic driven, which is okay. You know, some of us have more masculine energy naturally, and then, you know, some of us have more feminine energy. This is not a one is better than the other. Both are great. It's important to activate both within you, and it's a balance. And that balance is unique to you. You know, it might mean that you're 80% masculine energy with a 20% feminine energy. Or that you are a blend of 60% feminine energy and 40% masculine energy. You know, there's no measurement of what you are in this, but what's important is that it is the recipe for you, right? Like that is the balance that is important to you, because what can happen, which is what would happen with me, is that I would be 80% masculine energy and 0% feminine energy. Well, what does that mean? It means that you're not listening to your intuition. You're not listening to your gut. You're not listening to your emotions, not being open, you know, and really pushing hard. That can lead to burnout. That can lead to frustration, a whole long list of other things. So manifesting is not this get quick rich scheme. It takes some work. But if you're willing to work with your shadow self, your inner mindset work that you need to do, and you follow these steps to manifesting, you can manifest everything that you want in your life. So let's start with step number 1. This is super important. If you don't do any of the other steps, just start with this one. You need to be clear with what you want. You have to make a choice in what you want. And if you are more on the feminine side, you might feel like, I don't want to have to make a decision. That's okay. If you can't be clear, like specific details on what you want, I want you to focus on the emotion, the feeling that you want in your life. So close your eyes and imagine, how do I want to feel? And then start to think about what that would look like. What would that mean? What would change in your life? And the more specific that you can be, the better. So it's important to not just say, I want to be happy. Instead, you want to say something like, I want a life that fills my cup with love and experiences that bring me joy. I also want to point out that there's 2 types of manifestors. There is the non-specific and the specific manifestors. I'm a non-specific manifestor, and this has to do with human design. If you want to know what you are, send me a DM and we can talk a little bit about that to figure out what you are. This doesn't mean that if you are one or the other, that one's not going to work. You can still follow the same steps. Just know that a non-specific one needs to be able to release the specifics, like how exactly it's going to happen. And a specific one needs to have that detailed plan. The irony here is a lot of times the people that are specific manifestors are the people that don't like being specific. And the people that are non-specific, aka me, don't want to be not specific, right? And so it's really about a growth thing, right? The non-specific people just need to surrender to the feeling, surrender that it may not happen in your timeline. It happens in the universe's timeline. And actually, I'll share. So last year in 2022, I had written down as one of my goals for the business was to get 3 paid speaking engagements. I just wrote that down. I didn't write anything else. And then that I wanted to do other types of engagements that weren't paid. Well, all of 2022, I didn't do anything specific for it. I didn't really like dwell on it. And then it didn't happen. And I was just like, okay, whatever, right? I think I probably forgot about it. And then fast forward to spring 2023, and back to back, I had these opportunities come up that came to me that were requesting me to speak for them, and they were paid. And they actually brought up the payment thing, right? Because again, you know, as a woman of color growing up, asking for payment isn't something that I'm so readily easy to ask for. But I was so glad that they asked, okay, and what's your payment like? What's the fee? Blah, blah, blah. And it was so nice. And so super important that when you are writing down your manifestations that you want to create, that you allow them to happen in their own timeline. There is a reason why they happen when they need to. Honestly, in 2022, I was not in the place for speaking engagements. Not that I couldn't do them, but there was some growth that needed to happen within me for it to be the right time. Now, had that growth happened earlier, I believe that they would have come earlier. So know that what shows up in your life is there because you are ready for it. And what isn't there is because either it's not meant for you or you haven't had the growth that you need to get there. All right, step number 2, which goes back to mindset. Believe that you can achieve it. You have to believe in it. It is the key essential thing here in order for it to happen. If you don't believe that you can manifest your desire, then it's really unlikely to happen. So start to tell yourself that you are worthy of what you want, that you are capable of achieving it. So there's 2 things there. In believing that you can achieve something, in believing that you can manifest what you want. And that is that one, you have to feel worthy of your desire. It is in your heart for a reason. It means it is meant for you, but you have to know that you are worth it. It's not ever going to come until you start to do that work. And you have to figure out why you believe you're not worthy of the desire. You know, if I reflect back to the example I was giving you guys, maybe I didn't feel like I should get paid for speaking engagements. I wasn't at a place where I believed myself to have the value to get paid, even though I know that I'm knowledgeable, even though logically I know that what I share is valuable, having the logical thought is different than what you feel inside. And that is actually called cognitive dissonance. When you have 2 conflicting beliefs, one that supports what's going on and one that doesn't.
I hate talking.
Do you love talking about any topic and are never frustrated during conversations? Then I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if there are topics that you avoid, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Do you know the definition of every word others use? I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if you are curious about the definition and historical usage of words, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Do you know about current events and other random topics? Then I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if you enjoy conversations on a variety of topics, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Listen to I Hate Talking wherever you get your podcasts.
Episodes drop every Thursday. Listen, like, and follow I Hate Talking today.
That's when you start to feel stuck and lost, because you know internally that you are worthy. I know internally that I am worthy. But then there's limiting beliefs in there that tell you, no, you're not. So you have to dig in deep and ask yourself, why do I believe this? When did I start to believe that I wasn't worth getting paid? Does this come from something that I've encountered? Does this come from something I was told by my parents, friends, family? Is this something that happened generations ago that has been passed down to me? And there's no simple answer other than taking the time to delve into that, right? What does that mean? Like, what makes you believe that you are not worthy of the desire that you want? And then the next belief is that you have to believe that you're capable of achieving it. Maybe you believe that you are worthy. There's no doubt in your mind. You're like, bitch, I am worthy of this. Well, maybe you doubt your abilities to achieve it. Reflect on that the same way. Is this belief something that came from me internally? Is this belief something that came from outside externally? And then reflect on it. And then if you still need more help in believing that you can achieve your manifestation, start to reflect and find proof of the ways that you have manifested before. Let me think. I have plenty of times that I've manifested things. When they're tangible, they feel so good. But when they're intangible, it feels even better. So a thing that comes to mind tangible wise is the getting my job in 2016. I had created a vision board. I think it must have been in the beginning of 2016. Come August 2016, I manifested getting a job at a Fortune 500. I had just written, like, I want to work at a Fortune 500. I want to get a promotion. So I got the job. And then about 9 to 10 months later, I got a promotion. So ended up getting like a $30,000 raise in like a year. And, you know, that in itself feels amazing, right? But then there's the non-tangible manifestations that come with that too, right? The emotions and the feelings that I had when that happened. And actually, I had really forgotten what I wrote in my vision board, and then I forgot when I looked at it again. And whenever I looked at it, I really was very, very shocked. I was like, oh my God, I had written a timeline of like, I want to do these things within the next 5 years, and they happened. And oh, wow. Just thinking about that, just reflecting on the house too. The house was on there, which looks very similar to the house we're in now. And the vision board's from 2016, and it was a 5-year plan. And we got the house in 2020. So it was within the 5 years. So you have to reflect. I really forgot that I had written that it was 5 years. So you have to go back and look and see. You also just have to give time, right? So find the proof that you've done it before, whether you did it with intention or not. So sometimes you might manifest things without intention. So if you missed it on my Instagram, I am currently pregnant. I'm due in February. It will be an Aquarius baby. I'm very interested to see what this personality will be like. And I had always wanted at least 3 to 4 children. Right? I have my niece who I adopted when she was 4 and a half. And so I'm like, okay, there's one. Now I need 3 more. And so we had our 2 boys. My husband was not open to a third biological child. He was like, I'm done. And I was like, well, you need to make up your mind before I turn 40, because I don't want to be, I don't have children after 40. So I never wrote down like anywhere that I'm going to have this many children. It was just something that I had said that I wanted, right? And I had closed the chapter when it had already passed my 39th birthday, which was last December. I was like, okay, we're not going to have a baby. I had already made a lot of like final decisions in my mind to be okay with the decision. Like, okay, we're moving forward. Of course, I'm leaving my 9 to 5. So, you know, all of these things that come to mind when you're going to have a child. Well, surprise, totally unexpected, unplanned. I will say we knew the risk. I was ovulating and we knew, but this was also the time we were on our trip, our first trip alone. So yeah, it was like, well, I think we both just assumed that it would be hard to get pregnant. I mean, if you've ever tried to have a child, you know that it doesn't just happen each time that you ovulate. You have to take turns. But yeah, I'm still in shock. Even though I am 16 weeks as of the recording, I'll be 17 weeks when the episode is released. I'm just very like, I still can't wrap my brain around this. yeah. So, and we don't know what we're having yet. Soon we will. So finally scheduled the blood work to get that done. And as soon as I do, I'll share it on social media with you guys. But yeah, so when we found out, my husband was very happy. I was like, what? You know? So internally, we both, you know, made the decision, even if consciously we had made the decision we were done. I do believe that subconsciously, I always knew I wanted 3 children. And subconsciously, there was something in him that was open to the idea in order for this to happen. And like I said, I was very surprised by his reaction. Because he was very adamant on not wanting to have a 3rd one. So here we are. And I share that so that you remember that you have to, like, it really has to be deep rooted inside of you to happen. And I really think that is what happened here. Like, it was the universe's opportunity to give us something that we both subconsciously wanted. I mean, I know that I wanted, but I had consciously told myself I was done with that chapter. So now, next thing, next step. So the first two, because I know I've taken this off tangent, is be clear about what you want. You have to be clear about it. And then step two is you have to believe you can achieve it. So you have to believe in yourself and you have to believe in the capabilities. And the third step is visualize it regularly. Now, regularly can be daily. It can be weekly, monthly, quarterly, whatever works for you. What's most important is that you don't overwhelm yourself visualizing. So whatever works for you. I personally have my vision boards usually somewhere around me that I can see them. I don't actively visualize them on a daily, but I do look at them occasionally, at least once a month, to be able to refresh myself on what I'm wanting to bring into my life. So when you are practicing your visualizations, I want you to close your eyes and imagine yourself already having what you want. You can see it, you can feel it, you can smell it, taste it, hear it. The more vividly you can visualize it, the stronger your desire and the magnetization of it will come, right? The more active you are in the process of visualizing it as if you already have it, the more that you begin to attract it into your life. You are telling your subconscious, you are telling the universe, this is what I want. Bring this to me. It's kind of like when you get a new car, right? And you happen to have this particular brand of car in particular color, and all of a sudden you see it everywhere because you have told the universe you like this car. and it keeps bringing it to you. And you're just like, oh my God, now everybody drives this car. But in reality, it was always there. You just didn't see it before. Now, the next step you can take, and it's an important step, is that you take action. Manifestation is not about sitting around and waiting for things to happen. It's about taking steps towards your goals. So you don't just dream about your dream life, you start working towards it. You can ask yourself, what's my next best step to manifest my desire? So if you are desiring to get a promotion, to have more money, to bring in love, you need to ask yourself, what's my next best step? If you're not sure, take a moment to close your eyes, connect with your higher self, God, universe, whatever you believe in, do some clearing breaths, and ask yourself, what's my next boss to reach my desire? What's my next best step to reach my desire? You know, as I'm saying this, I'm hearing, show up. Show up. Okay, well, what does that mean, right? So for me, what that means is I need to show up on social media. I need to show up on email. I need to show up on the podcast and tell clients I'm open for service, right? I'm open for you to come hire me as your manifesting coach so we can work one-on-one. I need to put that message out there, right? I need to show up and lead. And if I'm not doing that, then I'm not going to attract more clients, right? I'm not going to reach my goal of having 5 coaching clients by the end of the year. So I said it. I was clear. I believe I can achieve it. I need to start visualizing it because I haven't started doing that, but I will. And I'm taking action by showing up on the podcast, by showing up in emails, by showing up in Instagram, which is my favorite place to be. So if you are not on my email list, be sure to sign up. You can go to currently, and if you're listening to this in a few weeks, it'll probably change, but you can always find a link in the show notes that is current and active. But right now you can go to manifestyourcareer.com/freebie, but I may be updating that soon. So if it doesn't work, you can always send me a DM asking to be on my newsletter email list. Okay, step number 5, I'm gonna review them. Be clear on what you want. Believe that it's possible. Visualize it. Take action. And the last one is probably the hardest one, is to be patient. Manifestation takes time. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results immediately. Just keep believing, visualizing, taking action, and eventually your desire will manifest. This is one of the hardest ones, not because we don't understand that manifestation takes time. It's because we live in a current society of instant gratification. You see something on Amazon, you can order it and get it within a day or two. Now, Amazon probably takes like 2 days versus like 1 day, or it's taking 3 days. And, you know, of course, we get all upset when before it would have taken way longer, right? If that whatever you were ordering was even available in your area. So remind yourself that it will come when you are ready. It will come when you have had the growth that you need. So do the work. Do the work and take the actions you need to do in order for you to manifest what you want faster. So those are the 5 steps that you can take to manifest everything you want. And starting in a couple of weeks, every Monday, I will be sharing manifesting tips and particular skills that you can develop to create better rituals, routines, and practices for manifesting. If you are ready to work with a coach, be sure to book a discovery call with me and learn how manifesting and spiritual tools can help you through manifesting everything you want. The link is in the show notes. Send me a DM if you have questions. Remember that everything that you are trying to manifest is a deep desire in your heart, and it is meant for you. Just keep believing. keep visualizing, taking action, and being clear on what you want. And of course, be patient to the process. I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you for listening to the Manifest Your Career podcast. Are you ready to take action today? Visit manifestyourcareer.com to get started and schedule a free discovery call with me and gain clarity today.